The podcast features a conversation between Jason Lemkin, CEO and founder of Saster, and Jennifer Tejada, CEO of PagerDuty. They discuss the impact of generative AI on business workflows, with a focus on how it's shaping enterprise operations. Jennifer emphasizes that generative AI is not just about automating menial tasks, but also about providing deep context to help humans work more effectively and quickly. She notes that generative AI is being used to draft status updates during incidents, catch up new team members on ongoing issues, and provide historical context for faster problem resolution. This context is crucial for solving complex problems and is a significant benefit of generative AI. The conversation then shifts to how enterprises are adopting AI. There's a newfound openness and appetite for automation among CIOs and technology leaders, driven by the need to improve margins, enhance customer experiences, and innovate faster with fewer resources. However, the adoption of generative AI in enterprises is cautious, with leaders concerned about security, privacy, and data risks. Jennifer mentions that all Fortune 100 CIOs surveyed have concerns about sensitive information disclosure and data privacy violations. They are pausing AI experiments to establish responsible AI guidelines, with only 29% feeling they have the right guidelines in place. This highlights the early stage of AI adoption in large enterprises and the need for a framework for responsible AI. Jennifer also discusses the changing nature of enterprise decision-making, noting that sales cycles have lengthened due to more approvals and centralized decision-making. She observes that CEOs are now more involved in technology investment decisions, reflecting a cautious approach to budget allocation and a desire to reallocate capital towards generative AI investments. This centralization of decision-making is seen as a way for CIOs and CFOs to maintain control over budgets and leverage margins. Jennifer advises sales teams to uncover budget certainty and understand who will sign off on deals, as contracts are increasingly requiring CEO approval. The role of humans in the loop with AI is another topic of discussion. Jennifer predicts that while there will be fewer jobs to be done, the roles that remain will evolve to higher value work. She gives the example of software developers, whose jobs have historically become more creative and innovative with each technological advancement. She believes generative AI will continue this trend, with developers building better software and tackling new problems created by AI. The conversation suggests that generative AI will not replace humans, but will enable them to focus on more complex and fulfilling tasks. Finally, Jennifer emphasizes the role of leaders in harnessing generative AI's potential. She encourages leaders to use their broad visibility to imagine what AI could do for their customers, employees, partners, and shareholders. She sees the current moment as an exciting opportunity for leaders to unleash their organization's imagination and creativity. The discussion concludes with an anticipation of where AI will be in the next 12 months, particularly in terms of copilot features and the role of humans in the loop.